We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Keith Wonderboy Johnson. Keith, how are you?
I am great, sir. How are you?
I am great myself. Keith, you've been in the game for a while.
Yes.
From your first project, did you ever think you would be in the game as long as you are and as successful as you are?
Well, I can't say I knew I would be successful, but I knew I would be it because I was what you call born as a quartet baby. So I literally been in the game 40 years. Started singing when I was 5 years old. Did my first recording. I did a 45.
Wow.
And I was 6 years old. And later on that year, I brung it to show and tell in the first grade. I brung my 45 recording.
Oh, wow. Man, that must have been something else.
Right. So I would say besides Muhammad Ali, mm-hmm. Reggie Jackson. When I was a little boy, all my heroes was the quartet singers. Joe LaGuardia, Willie Neil Johnson, the Pilgrim Jubilees, Ice Paul Beasley. First song I ever sung was Jesus, You've Been Good to Me by the Keynotes.
Now, through the storm, has Keith Wonderboy Johnson been through the storm?
Oh, storm, plural.
I heard that. But you keep on pushing, right?
Got to keep on pushing. Can't stop now. Can't give up now. Got to keep on pushing.
Tell us about the song, Keep On Pushing.
Well, it was a time that I literally had to take a break. It was about for a year and a half, so I took a break. So when I got back together, sometimes you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back and took a trip down memory lane. I got with my godbrother, Spanky Williams, and I said, let's put something together. Then I said, hey, man, the Lord put something on my heart to encourage the people. So I said, I got the words. Let's think about some music to put to it. And I said, you know, don't stop now. You got to keep on pushing. It's going to come up things. You're going to feel like it ain't good enough, but you can't give up. You got to keep on pushing.
I just want to be right. That was a big one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That was a big one. God blessed us with that song. And, again, collaborating with my godbrother, Spanky Williams, that was actually a song we used to hear when we were little boys. It was a female group. It was in my hometown. They used to sing it. And there was a mama and her daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So we found the tape, but we couldn't remember. We just remember her saying she just want to be right. So, you know, we just used that as a base, and then we just wrote the rest of the song. But that was it. Like, we ain't trying to please. You know, people going to talk. You can't satisfy everybody anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to please the Lord. I just want to be right. And I started to look. Next thing you know, we had us a song.
And, you know, coming off of the holiday season, we get request after request after request for the 12 Days of Christmas. Tell us about that song.
Again, a collaboration with my godbrother. And that CD, the Christmas CD, was made to kind of put a mute button on my dad. My dad was the manager and the founder of the group, and he would play once the Christmas season come, every day, all day, he would play the Temptations Christmas album.
Uh-huh.
But with it being us and we his boys, we knew if we did a Christmas album, he would play that. And we just did that so he didn't have to play the Temptations Christmas no more. And then the Lord blessed the rest.
Hey, whenever Christmas comes around, man, we get tons and tons of requests for that song. You've had a lot of hit songs over the years. How about the song Let Go, Let God?
That was amazing. I know that people listening probably like, oh my God, another collaboration with my godbrother, Spanky Williams. And by that time, we were grown men. We were like new fathers and everything. And, you know, of course, trials and tribulations come up in life. And then we was just talking, and I was giving them the words. I was like, man, we've been waiting a long time for God to bless us. And we just got to let go and let God have his way. Next thing you know, we had a song. Wait, well, and what the extra blessing with that song, according to BMI, that particular year, we got, you know, the plaque and the medallion and everything to go with it. We had so many big songs that year in gospel. But in Nashville, Tennessee, with BMI, the two most played songs that year on the radio was a song, The Presence of the Lord is Here, by Byron Cage. And Kurt Carr wrote that song. And then the Lord blessed us that we were on the stage getting a medallion with Kurt Carr. Let Go and Let God was the most played song in gospel in the year 2006.
Wow. How did it feel receiving nominations for Dove Awards and also winning Stellar Awards? I think you've won at least three.
Yes. Well, it helps me encourage the underdog, because I still feel like I'm the underdog. But letting people know that dreams do come true. You know, I remember times watching, you know, the Stellar Awards on TV, watched the Grammy Awards, watched the Dove, watching all these great award shows. And I was just saying to myself, you know, one day I hope my music be able to get to that level. And so for it to actually become a reality, that's just a big blessing, man.
Where is quartet music and traditional music headed?
Well, we just trying to spread the good news, and how they say the sky is the limit, there is no, so you know there's no limit with the sky, so you don't have no limit, never know. So that's why when the Lord bless us to go places and be on platforms and stages that they can say no other quartet has been on in, or, you know, it's just great. Last week, I sung at the inauguration reception for the new governor for New Jersey. So the governor and the mayor was there. You know, I'm a young boy, young man from New York. I never thought singing quartet music would take me that far in life.
That's a blessing, and congratulations. And speaking of New York, when you think of traditional and quartet music, you might think of maybe Chicago, Nashville. You would think of maybe somewhere in the South, but you would never think of Brooklyn, New York. How did all of that happen?
Well, I think you have to know the dynamics of New York. New York is New York City, and it's up north.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to our black population, and then especially the black church population, you have basically what they call, you have a lot of country folks in New York.
Okay.
So, for example, with my family, my mom and my dad was from the same city, small city in South Carolina called Summerton, South Carolina. So for their era and time frame, when they would graduate from high school, their graduation gift would wind up being a one-way ticket anywhere you want to go to get out of that little city.
Mm-hmm.
And you had like 90% of the kids that were graduating, they would wind up in New York. Hey, I got a cousin in New York. I'm going to New York. Then they wind up getting to New York and, you know, meet somebody, get married or whatever, and start a family. And that's what happened to my family. So my family is based out of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But you had a whole lot of them that were living in New York. And then when it comes to quartet, you got a whole lot of quartet. Quartet is big in New York.
That is interesting. I did not know that. And, wow. Thanks for the lesson and those dynamics on the quartet music. And because, like I say, I would always think of quartet music as being a Southern thing. But it has been transplanted up north into New York.
The same way how, you know, reggae is big in New York, because that's where a lot of the people from Jamaica and all the Caribbean islands, that's where they relocate at, in New York.
In New York.
So when it comes to quartet music, you got so many country folks in New York. Like, I have a funny story. I had a anniversary concert. So we have the country folks and the Caribbean folks love the late, great Bishop F.C. Barnes.
Wow.
And I brought him to a concert to New York.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, he was really a great mentor to me in my younger days. So I brought him, and he was singing on the concert. And when he finished singing, he told the people, I got to get back to North Carolina. Y'all know I'm the bishop. So I'm going to try to get my CD before y'all leave it here. Then he said, oh, yeah. I bought a little gift for y'all. I got these bags of skins that I brought from North Carolina. They're only $2. It started a riot. They had to call an intermission. All the people was, I mean, they were running. Oh, give me a bag of them skins. That skin from North Carolina.
Oh, man.
A riot.
I can imagine. Hey, I love me some skins myself.
I was just sitting there laughing. I was like, people, there's a lot of country folks in New York.
What's next for Keith Wonderboy Johnson?
Well, I'm trying to be biblical. We're working on these 7 streams. So I'm steady promoting my record label. We have a record label. And we're waiting now. Should be around April. To keep pushing, the album will be released. And I'm also pushing... we did an indie praise project, which is a mix CD with 19 different independent artists. I also have a radio show, the Timeless Music Radio Show.
Okay.
With your host, Keith Wonderboy Johnson, where we play the best of traditional and quartet gospel.
Sounds great. Sounds
and
great.
And I'm also a spokesperson for Dr. Golden Pain Cream. So those that got arthritis in your knees hurting, the pain relief is in your hands when you get this cream.
I heard that. You are a very busy man, Keith Wonderboy Johnson.
One last thing. We're also kicking off the tour, the I Love Quartet concert series featuring Mr. Harvey Watkins Jr. and the Can Spirituals, Keith Wonderboy Johnson, Paul Porter, and Bishop Neil Robeson.
Oh, that should be great.
Coming to a city near you.
How can one get in touch with you, Keith, social media-wise?
Well, yes. At Facebook, you got Keith Wonderboy Johnson and Keith Wonderboy Johnson, Roman numeral 2. Instagram is at Keith Wonderboy Johnson. Twitter is at Keith Wonderboy J. And our email is keithwonderboyjohnson@gmail.com. And you can get straight to us.
Keith, it has been a blessing. Thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us on the Gospel Spotlight. Keep pushing.
That's it. Listen to everybody. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't give up and keep pushing.
It's our guest, Keith Wonderboy Johnson, inside of the Gospel Spotlight. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you.